Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
Are your team members enthusiastic about serving your customers? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. This week, I want to explore the idea of bringing positive energy to the workplace. Let's face it, business is challenging and customers can be very demanding. But we decide every day whether we're going to show up with a positive attitude or a negative attitude. And how we show up sets the tone and the expectation for how our team shows up. That's why my question for you this week is, are your team members enthusiastic about serving your customers? You've probably been scrolling through LinkedIn and come across the list of 10 things that require zero talent. I'm sure there are several versions of this list, but I saw one recently that included things like being on time, work ethic, effort, body language, energy, attitude, passion, being coachable, doing extra, and being prepared. Today's topic hits at the heart of several, if not all, of these zero talent items. The idea that there's power in being positive is a well-known concept, and positivity breeds enthusiasm. And enthusiasm shows up as putting in extra effort, displaying high energy, being passionate, and having a solid work ethic. It's a vibe or a feeling that fills a room. It's a power that transforms mere humans into superhuman rock stars. It's contagious and it generates energy rather than consuming energy. In fact, positivity is so powerful that it transforms the mindset and the demeanor of the person being served as much as it does the person doing the serving. Let me share a couple of recent examples to make my point. My wife and I were recently on a weekend getaway trip to Northwest Arkansas. If you haven't been to the Bentonville, Arkansas area, you're missing one of the best-kept secrets of places to visit. It's the home of Walmart, which might make you think that it's a low-price guaranteed kind of place, but you'd be very wrong. To many visitors' surprise, Walmart has transformed a small community tucked away in the mountains of Northwest Arkansas into a quaint, upscale destination spot that many consider to be the mountain bike capital of the world. As a biker, I can personally tell you that some of the best, and perhaps the most, mountain bike trails you can find are in and around the Bentonville area. The grandsons of Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, have made it their mission to transform the Northwest Arkansas area into a mecca for outdoor activity, with a huge emphasis on mountain biking. If I haven't piqued your interest yet, I'll move on, because the reason I mention our trip is not to get you to join me on my next bike trip to Bentonville. My story is about the experience we had when we checked into our hotel for the night. Like most everyone, we have a go-to hotel that we frequent when we visit Northwest Arkansas. It's not super fancy because we're there not for the hotel stay, but for the outdoor activity. But our go-to place is convenient, clean, and safe, so making a reservation there is a no-brainer for us. We arrived around 7 p.m. and walked into the hotel lobby with our travel bags in hand. The reception desk was vacant, so we simply waited for the receptionist to come out from around the back. After what seemed like 10 minutes, It was probably only 3 or 4 minutes. I was getting a bit frustrated, but I couldn't find a bell or a button to call the attendant. I peeked around the wall into the back office and found it empty. That seemed odd, but we just waited patiently as I could anyway. Then, across the lobby, we noticed someone rearranging some items on a shelf, and it took a while for us to realize that that person was probably the front desk attendant. After she finished her shelf project, she headed our way in not much of a hurry. Her head was down, never looking up at us, and from across the room asked, "Checking in?" We said yes, and she responded simply with, "Name?" still not looking up as she continued to walk towards the check-in desk. I told her our last name, and still without looking up or making eye contact, she said, "Credit card and ID." I pulled out my credit card and my driver's license and handed them to her as she passed me to stand on the other side of the counter. She focused on the computer, never looked at us, never said hello, never asked about our trip, never asked why we were staying there, and never smiled. We stood there awkwardly, looking at each other, thinking, how bad must your day be to be in this kind of a bad mood? She found our room and made 2 keys, never saying a single word, never raising her eyes from the keyboard, and handed me the keys, still without looking up, and said, "The elevator's down the hall." As I took the keys from her hand, I smiled and said, "Thank you," but got no reaction. Then I noticed her badge because I was certain she was going to be the topic of an upcoming podcast episode. That's when I saw her name and title. I quickly forgot her name, but her title stuck with me: Director of Customer Engagement. Are you kidding me? She was not just an evening attendant at this hotel. She was the director of customer engagement. Yet for the 10 minutes it took her to check us in, she never engaged with us. Nothing. No expression at all. She was the absence of positivity. And I left that experience wondering if every other customer had had a similar experience that night, and every other night that she was on duty. Let's just say that we'll likely be finding a new go-to hotel when we visit the area in the future. Being around people who lack positivity is a downer and doesn't foster repeat business. Contrast this experience with a recent experience a good friend of mine had at the new Omni PGA Frisco Resort, a new luxury hotel that recently opened next to the new PGA headquarters in Frisco, Texas. The Omni is all about positivity. As the guests arrive, the greeters swarm their car, enthusiastically welcoming their guests to the hotel. They fight for the opportunity to open their doors, carry their bags, and escort them into the hotel lobby. And it's not for the tips. They're doing it because they're so proud to work there, so excited to be part of the PGA experience, and so anxious to welcome first-time visitors that they fall over themselves being positive and helpful. And once they get inside the hotel, the enthusiasm and helpfulness just grows and grows, whether in the spa or in the restaurant or getting room service. Everyone has a big smile on. Everyone there is having fun. Everyone's happy to help. Everyone knows their one and only job is to make your stay as pleasant and memorable as humanly possible. And as a result, my friend couldn't stop talking about it. Meanwhile, I was talking about my Walking Dead receptionist experience. So my question for you is this: which experience is your customer having with your team members? Is the experience your customers are having living up to your expectations? And is that experience happening every day, every hour, regardless of whether it's Monday or Friday, or regardless of who's helping them? I certainly hope your customers are not facing what we faced on our trip to Bentonville. And if they are, you need to fix that situation right away, before they have the chance to tell others about it. My hope is that your customers are getting more of the Omni PGA Frisco Hotel vibe from you and your team. And I hope that's what they experience no matter the day, time, or situation. The great Walt Disney had it right. His policy long ago was that when any team member sets foot on one of his Disneyland or Disney World parks, they must be in character, no exceptions. He knew that people came from around the globe to experience a make-believe world, and that only happens when it's truly the happiest place on earth. Do you have team members who show up every day, like Winnie the Pooh's Eeyore? If so, how long are you going to allow that to go on? How many customers do they need to bring down before you step up? And what will it take for you to implement the Disney approach, where when you step foot in the front door of your business, they're in character, and that character is there to enthusiastically serve your customers and welcome your new prospects as if they were long-lost friends? Being positive is powerful, but being negative has power too. Your job as the business owner is to inspire, display, and demonstrate how a positive approach wins over a neutral or negative approach. And if someone on your team doesn't want to play the game, then invite them to find a different team to play on. Perhaps they could find a nice position with your competition. They'll drive their customers to you faster than your best marketing campaign. As always, if you have specific questions or would like to bounce around some thoughts on this topic, please don't hesitate to reach out and ask. Make sure the power of positivity is at work in your business, every hour of every day. Don't allow this to be optional. Your customers deserve better. Thanks for sharing this podcast episode with your fellow business owners. While I wasn't kidding about sending your negative Nelly to your competition, they also deserve the opportunity to help bring a positive attitude to their business. That way, everyone wins. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss reigniting your passion. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.